before the born-again experience can happen. There is another Jewish idea that must first occur, teshuvah, known as repentance. Many teach that you are to turn from your sin. However, turning from your transgressions is only half of teshuvah from a Jewish perspective. The other part is to turn or return to Adonai. Without emphasis placed on returning to Adonai, the potential to return from what you have turned away from is more likely because you have only changed direction but not established a destination. The idea of teshuva can be found throughout scriptures. Malachi chapter 3 and verses 6 and 7. But because I, Adonai, do not change, you sons of Yaakov will not be destroyed. Since the days of your forefathers, you have turned from my laws and have not kept them. Return to me and I will return to you, says Adonai Sevaot. Returning to Adonai requires a repentant heart first, followed by action on our part to take the first step. When we do these two things first, Adonai says he will return to us. Yochanan the Immerser, John the Baptist, conveys the same principle when he is preparing the way for Yeshua, who will convey the message of redemption. Yochanan says in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 8, if you have really turned from your sins to God, produce fruit that will prove it. True repentance requires two actions on our part, turning from our ways that are contrary to that of Adonai, thus enabling us to return to him as our destination. Yochanan takes it a step further by stating that if you have done teshuva, there will be results that are tangible for others to see. It is our transgression that separates us from Adonai. It is through teshuva, repentance, and trust in that what Yeshua has said and done that our redemption can be restored. Teshuva isn't just lip service, but action with results. During the month of June, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message Covenant Confusion to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of this message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.